This is KERA News. Since the last legislative session, Texas experienced two of the worst mass shootings the state's ever seen, one at a church in Sutherland Springs and another last year at Santa Fe High School outside Houston. After that second tragedy, Governor Greg Abbott convened roundtable discussions on what Texas could do to curb gun violence. 22 suggestions came out of those meetings. Now that the legislature's back in session, KERA's Guns in America reporter, Anthony Cave, looks at what lawmakers might address or avoid when it comes to gun legislation.
An automatic bell and voice, much like the rifles, welcomes you to Central Texas Gun Works in Austin. One of the newest items on the shelf, a 10-round handgun with a silver finish. The store is owned by Michael Cargill, a U.S. Army veteran. Cargill says he prefers the state's hands-off approach when it comes to guns.
We're not like New Jersey and Florida and some other states or California. This is Texas, the Lone Star State.
So he doesn't expect much to change this legislative session, with good reason. Usually, state lawmakers argue over gun restrictions, but they don't get passed.
And we're not going to appreciate, you know, any of those laws that are going to infringe on the Second Amendment or our Texas Constitution.
At least 50 gun-related bills have already been filed, aimed at tightening or loosening Texas gun laws. Everything from constitutional carry, which would eliminate license requirements for handguns, to banning 3D printed guns, to so-called red flag laws, which would allow judges to remove guns from people deemed a danger to themselves or others. Republican Fort Worth Representative Matt Krause has authored two bills of his own. His legislation would essentially limit the feds from putting restrictions on Texans and their firearms.
We're trying to figure out a couple of different constitutional ways for Texans to make sure that they had their rights protected no matter what was happening at the federal level.
Though, Krause says this session, everything is on the table, especially as it relates to school safety and guns.
So what does that look like? Does that just mean hardening the schools? Does that just mean, trying to take preventative measures as much as possible? Is that education programs that teach students how to see some warning signs and administration as well? I mean, where's that balance?
On a busy afternoon at the state capitol in Austin, Jill Switzer is going to meetings trying to drum up support for legislation. She's the executive director of Texas Gun Sense. She says her group's focus is evidence-based policies that reduce gun deaths, especially when it comes to safe storage.
People used seatbelts before we made the big push. And so I think that we've shown in Texas that those campaigns can work. They've shown across the country that they can work. And it's a way that certainly responsible gun owners are on the support it. Anybody can support a safe storage to keep kids and other adults safer.
One bill Switzer supports, and that may receive bipartisan support, comes out of Laredo from Democratic State Senator Judith Zaffarini. The legislation would make firearm safety supplies, like trigger locks and gun safes, exempt from sales tax. I asked gun store owner Michael Cargill about the bill. He says that could be particularly helpful, especially for car safes.
For some strange reason, people forget to lock their car doors and they leave their gun in their car and just have it in their glove box or center console. And what we recommend people do is to actually lock it in the safe in your vehicle if you're going to leave the gun in your vehicle for one reason or the other.
Representative Matt Krause is also intrigued.
But I'll go look at that because that could be very interesting.
Texas would be the first quote-unquote red state to pass such a measure. Connecticut has had it since 1999. Michigan, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Washington State have it too. Though, it should be noted, research from the RAND Corporation says there is no evidence taxation, or lack thereof, improves gun safety. Bob Stein is a political science professor at Rice University in Houston. In a legislative session primed to be dominated by school finance and property taxes, he doesn't expect any of these gun bills to make a splash, but he says they could move the needle for Texas Democrats.
Not that they expect to get a floor vote, not that they expect to get off the calendar, that is, get action, but using it as an opportunity for speeches on the floor and speeches that will force Republicans to respond, and then they will use that as campaign fodder in November of 2020.
That's one thing he'll be watching for this session. The deadline to file bills for Texas's 86th legislature is March 8th. Anthony Cave, KERA News.